Conversation, conversation, conversation. Hearts.
Well, I remember, I think Shraddha was the one who sort of transferred our training of running. He began to do event swimming. There was, I think it was a 50-mile swimmer relay that a number of us did in the middle of the night once. And I remember for one of Sri Chinmoy's anniversary, Shraddha remembers the details better than me, but I remember Sri Chinmoy coming out there. It was somewhere in Connecticut, I think, and he came there in the middle of the night. And I just remember he was leaving, and he said, oh, what an adventure. And when he said that, I realized it is. It's an adventure. You're going out there with your friends, and you're swimming in the middle of a little lake river with flashlights in the middle of the night of summer. And it was like being a child and yet having this great adventure. And so many things of Sri Chinmoy are like that. We did a number of things like that, and then there was a 6-mile swim we tried to do, and a bunch of us together. And then the year after, we had done the 47-mile runs. We'd done the bicycle marathons. So we knew how to keep going. But when one of the people who was a really fast swimmer tried the channel one year and didn't make it, the next April, Sri Chinmoy asked who would try. I wasn't there at the event. I don't know whether I would have gotten up or not. At that point, I heard about it. And so I didn't tell anybody, but I just went to the pool and started training. And then when it came time to do, he said at the time you had to do, I think it was a 13-mile swim and an 18-mile swim. So then I went to the 13-mile swim. Once I succeeded in doing that, I knew I was going to try. The training itself is just an amazing discipline, because when you first start, your mind keeps telling you you can't do it. The warm water, when you're training in warm water, I mean, it's much like running or anything else. We had to learn to go slower to get our breath down right. And once we did that, it wasn't really that big a problem, but the cold water was. That was a real shock. And your mind and your body just tells you this is insane. And even though you've trained here, when you go to Dover, it's really 15 degrees colder from what you're trained in. So when you go in, you can't physically stay more than 20 minutes, and you start shaking and you come out. But because we were trained and we'd read a lot and we knew a lot, we knew enough to go in the next day. And then you could stay. What you felt so bad at 20 minutes, then you could stay for 40 minutes. And each day it would get more. Your body would adjust beyond what your mind would say was possible. Somehow that always has been an inspiration to me. Number one, the focus. You have to get up there and you have to be willing to try. But then something else happens beyond the experience once you're there. And I did. I had, I don't know, 9 or 10 different attempts, and only one was successful. So we used to joke, Chenille and myself, I think he did it on his third attempt, which was better, to do it first or do it later. You know? So it's something that's always with me. When we think about Dover, the guys who trained there, the training experience is as strong almost as swimming the channel itself. Because of every day, and then all the different weather you hit, and the people at the beach, and supporting one another. And the pilots, they're definitely a diverse crew. And sometimes they're different with different people. You know, they have an affinity with some of the swimmers, and some they don't, and sometimes they're after the money, it seems, like they're trying to push you to go out when the day is bad. Because once you start, then you're going to pay them no matter you succeed or not. So there's some of that goes on. But most of them, I think, most of the time, are looking out both the swimmers and the conditions. You know, so I've had some iffy experience with them. Some have had some very bad, but most of the time we've had very good experience with the pilots. It's gotten a little more difficult over the years. In the early days, they seemed to be not their main profession, was taking the channel swimmers across. They didn't count as much on it. Now it seems sometimes there's more competition between the pilots, and that makes it difficult for the swimmers. That goes a long way. It makes a difference to have good pilots doing handlers. I had Chenille on the boat, and Sanatan was the main handler, and he was the greatest. Guru told him to go, and I knew once I had him, I said to him, listen, I don't want to get out. And he said, believe me, you're not getting out. You know, and like we were locked in, you know. I remember when I got to the other side, I'll skip the details, but the first time I got to the other side and I touched the sand, you know, I'm hitting something. He was a boat beside me. You're there. He got so excited. I'd never seen Snotton so excited. That was the time I made it. And I was so afraid that I'd read these stories where people didn't get up all the way on the rocks because you can hit like a sandbar and there's water beyond it. They won't count it. I got to make sure. And I was afraid I'd hit rocks because you can, you know, hit really sharp rocks and have to, depending on where you land. And I hit a sandy bottom. So that was lucky.
Conversation, conversation, conversation. Ah.